Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show. And we have a fantastic new guest that I'd like to tell you about, a little bit about their film. We have one of the co-directors of a brand new documentary that will be making its Las Vegas premiere on tomorrow night. Of course, that's Saturday. The title of the documentary is American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. And what is this film about? Well, it tells the unknown origin story of a group of very passionate people who were at that time the underdogs, who took a big risk in order to help revolutionize the current cannabis industry policies that many people, many of us, are now enjoying. Yes, that is an unknown story, and it took, I believe, over 10 years to put this documentary together. So, again, we have one of the co-directors of the film joining us shortly here. Cannot wait to tell you more about, well, actually, she will be telling more about the film. And our guest for this segment is one of the co-directors of this new documentary film. Again, the title is American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. And it will be making its Nevada premiere tomorrow night at the 2024 Indy Vegas Film Festival, which is going on right now as we speak. It started yesterday, which was Thursday. So this screening will take place if you are in the Las Vegas area. Meet me there with the rest of the guests. It will take place tomorrow night, April 27th at 8 p.m. at the Orleans Hotel and Casino at the Century 18 XD Theater. There's a movie theater inside. And so that's where the screening will take place, and we want to see you there. And so our guest, our filmmaker guest, will give us more details about where to get your tickets and all of that. There's still plenty of tickets left, but we want to sell out. There are lots of famous people that are seen and interviewed in this documentary, such as, well, remember Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong, who's long time been an advocate and an activist about cannabis. He has an interview there, one of the former mayors of Oakland, California Governor Gavin Newsom is interviewed. It's a lot of people. So I'm going to be quiet, and we're going to get to our guest and let Ravit Marcus, let her tell us more about the making of the film. As I said, she and her husband are the directors, are the filmmakers for this film. Dan Katzer and Ravit Marcus are the directors, along with many film participants. And a lot of those people will be doing a Q&A tomorrow night after the movie does screen. So, again, if you're in the Vegas area, meet us there at the theater, and we would love to see you and have your support. So, okay, without any further delay, let's bring on director, filmmaker Ravit Marcus to tell us more about their award-winning film, documentary, American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. So let's take a listen, and we'll do it right now. Okay, you are Ravit Marcus, and you are one of the filmmakers of this award-winning documentary, American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. And yes, when I say award-winning documentary, tell us about some of the current awards that it has already won, and then we'll talk about the big event here in Vegas.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on, Janet.
Okay.
And yes, we started really well with that documentary. Right off the bat, our world premiere was at Slamdance Film Festival, and we won the audience award at the Unstoppable category there. And that was just the best trajectory going ahead. We've won numerous other awards since, including just we found out an award in India, but we won awards in Tokyo, at Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, just at Topanga Film Festival. It's been an incredible journey. So far, so good. And, of course, we have high hopes in Las Vegas as well.
Well, let's talk about Las Vegas here. So you and the rest of the crew will be, you're having a big premiere at the Orleans Theater. I know I've got it all wrong, but anyway, it is for the Las Vegas Indie Film Festival. So tell us about the big premiere.
We are so excited to finally bring our film to Nevada. This is the first time it's playing Nevada. So this is the Nevada premiere and the Las Vegas premiere all rolled into one. And we are blessed that we have partnered with a wonderful dispensary, Hardeen, that is hosting a pre-party and is a VIP party, so you need to make a donation or buy at least 10 tickets to be invited to that. But they're also giving amazing giveaways at theater for every theater attendee. There's going to be gift bags and chips for discounts on their products, and that's going to be really cool. And we're going to have an after party where everybody from that comes to the film is invited to. So it's going to be like a lineup of events from basically 4 p.m., 5 p.m. till midnight, or who knows, we might go later than that.
Oh, it's Vegas. You should just go all night.
Exactly. So the film plays at 8 p.m., as you said, in the theater inside the Orleans Theater, part of the Vegas Indie Film Festival. We're very proud to be there. And if anybody's looking for the ticket link, they can just go to our film's IG, Instagram. It's just American Pod Story. Very easy to find. Also on Facebook, and the link is there. If you have a hard time finding it, go to our website, www.americanpodstory.com. And it's a wonderful film. I'm very proud of it. And I know that anybody who's going to come will enjoy it, have fun, learn something. It's all wrapped into one.
Absolutely.
And the star of the film, I forgot to mention, not only the directors of the film, myself and Dan Katsir, my co-director and spouse, will be there to talk with the audience, answer questions after for the film. But the most important thing is the star of the film, Dale Sky Jones of Amsterdam University, will be there to answer questions, as well as her husband, Jeff Jones, who's a very well-respected, longtime cannabis crusader, and Diane Goldstein, who's the executive director of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, one of the most important legalization organizations in the world that has numerous cops, judges, DAs who are retired and now are actually fighting to change the system. And Diane is a retired lieutenant, is also in the film and will be there to answer questions as well. So this is a wonderful opportunity to meet people that are really out there making a difference in our world and in policy, and are fun to meet and ask questions. So it's going to be fun, but also a chance to learn and find out what's happening now, both in Vegas in particular and Nevada, but also around the world and the country.
Now, my summary, you can straighten me out further. American Pod Story, Amsterdam, the title of the documentary, is the story about the original group of the people, activists, who really are responsible for cannabis policy changes that we now are enjoying here in America. Is that a good summation of what the doc is about?
Yes. Obviously, every major historical movement has many people who build one on the shoulders of the next. However, the people in our film, Richard Lee and Dale Sky Jones and Jeff Jones, they really moved the puck forward significantly at a time where most people didn't think that the American people was ready for the change that they were suggesting. And they proved that this can be done. And people said, this is going to take 50 years. People made fun of them. And we were the only people who said, we think what they're doing is really important, and we better film this revolution. And thanks to that, we have a revolution in the making just unfold throughout the film, because we followed them for a whole decade. It didn't even take a decade. It took 6 years for them to affect the change that people told them will take 50 years. And it's really the testament to the power of any activist, grassroots activist, but also actually gives us optimism about the American system, that people can come and, you know, we kind of say it's like Mrs. Jones walks to Washington. You can walk to Washington if enough people join you and follow you and make a difference and correct a bad law and bad policy.
Now, did you and your husband, as you said, both of you are the directors of the film, did you already previously know any of these people who were working so tirelessly to make all of this happen, or did you just read about them?
We just read. Dan woke up in the morning. He's a news junkie. He just opened the newspaper, shook me violently, and said, there's going to be a revolution. We've got to film the revolution. And I said, what? He said, they're going to legalize weed. And I said, really? It doesn't sound that important. And I turned around and went back to sleep. Little did I know that this is going to take over my life going forward. But he just started learning, reading more about what they were saying. And that helped me to understand that this is a major issue, very important, has a crucial social justice component to it that these people were fighting for, as well as the havoc that the war on drugs has wreaked on Mexico. And once I realized that, I said, okay, let's give them a call and see if they're open to being filmed. And this was not easy because we never met them, because we were not from this world at all. We made a lot of documentaries, but about very different topics. And it definitely took a while for them to trust us, to let us in. And I understand, because a lot of social justice movements do get infiltrated by, you know, bad forces who want to, you know, stop them. And they have to be careful who do they let in. But it took a while, but eventually we grew on them, and they saw that we're just there to capture what they're doing and to show the beauty of their hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears that went into it.
That was one of my questions I was going to ask you. How did you gain their trust to bring your cameras in? But you just explained it so beautifully. So that's, I make sense.
Yeah. When you make documentaries for many years, you definitely, the most important thing you bring before the camera is yourself. Who are you? Are you a trustworthy person who will treat the people in the film? And that's why I try to remember not to say subject. They're not my subject. They are human, and they definitely have you know, their worldview, and you need to respect it if you're going to show them in the film. There's not that there isn't room for criticism and an honest look at what they look like and what they do and the price they pay. But eventually, we make films about people who are doing the right thing, and we want them to be proud of their work and the film. That's kind of, you know, we're not there to do an expose because we think what they're doing is trying to make this a better world. Do they make mistakes on the way? Yes. And we show them. It's part of the process. There's trials and tribulations. It's to affect change is very hard. And a lot of times on the way, you have to make so many concessions. You barely recognize what the end result from what you started with. But that's how the system works. And still, any little change you make for good is worth it. And thanks to these people, a lot less people go to prison now for this nonviolent offense that should never been a prisonable offense, and especially a lot less people of color. So even though not everything went the way they wanted, just this is huge and has already made this country a better place to live in.
Now, you did mention earlier some of the names of the people that we're going to see in the documentary and some who will be here in Vegas at the big screening. But I understand that comedic actor, longtime, I'm a big fan of Cheech and Chong, but actor and advocate Tommy Chong is a part of this film also. So was it, how was it getting him to be filmed and interviewed?
So Tommy Chong actually has been a longtime friend of Oak Street University. So they, when they had a big event to commemorate their 10th anniversary, he was supposed to be there, and I think he couldn't make it eventually, so he sent a video, and he graciously let us use the video in the film. He also attended our Los Angeles premiere, So who knows who's going to come to this one? There's always surprises. Oaksham University has been going strong for many years, has many students all around the world. So they definitely, a lot of celebrities have been even their students and are still very supportive of what they do and want to come to every event they make. Also, I want to say that Congresswoman Barbara Lee is interviewed in the film because she's there. She's the congresswoman of their district in Oakland, and also California Governor Gavin Newsom is in the film because he had an important part in making this change happen. So yeah, this documentary has some serious bigwigs in it, and they all are very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, some serious political bigwig names in it as well. My goodness.
Indeed.
Well, now, the film is out, the word is out, you're racking up awards and everything. So where do you see, as far as laws, legislations and all that, where do you see it going next as far as cannabis is concerned?
You mean cannabis or the film?
Both of them, actually.
Oh, the cannabis, I can tell you that things are moving on the federal level slower than they are on the state level. But state level, it's incredible how we show in the film how, because of what they did in California, they used to say in the film, as goes California, so goes the country. And as goes the country, so goes the world. And really, because the people in my film opened the floodgates, so many states are now legal or on the way. And I believe this will eventually bring that the federal government would have to just follow suit. I can say that even in a statement that President Biden made, he mentioned the word that Dale Sky Jones uses, which is deschedule. Marijuana should not be on any schedule. It should just be descheduled. It's a plant that people use to feel better, and that's all there is to it. For the film, I can say that we are still really enjoying getting traction on the festival circuit. And again, I really hope that people who are listening will choose to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, American Pot Story, just one word, to see where it goes next. We've been blessed to be placed on something called the Popcorn List. And that list is a list of the best indie documentaries of the last years who are still not in theatrical or commercial distribution. So hopefully this will help us work our way into theaters and a streaming channel very soon. That's the goal. But so far, just doing these community screenings with festivals is wonderful. So people are welcome to get in touch with us, again, through our website, AmericanPotStory.com. And to get in touch and suggest maybe places they can bring an audience and show the film.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh, I love the old good stories like this. You can you can see the progress that the film has already made and will be making as it goes along here. And so finally, I mean, I understand that you and your husband have a very successful production company. Tell us about your next project if you haven't already started on it.
Thank you very much for asking. Yes, our company, New Love Films, people are welcome to read about it at newlovefilms.com. We're always at work, so it's always while you're promoting the last film, you're also working on the next one. And actually, I've been blessed that because the American Pot Story Oaksterdam took so many years, during them, I started working on the next project. And it actually ended up coming out just a year later. It's called Nina is an Athlete. And that's a Paralympic documentary about a para-badminton player and her journey to the Paralympics. So I'm very proud of that. And hopefully this will also have a successful run in this coming year. It also had an amazing world premiere at Slam Dance in this amazing program called Slam Dance Unstoppable. So I'm very proud of that as well. And we'll see where it goes next. It's just starting the journey. But I'd say, we would love to develop American Pot Story into more iterations. There's so many great stories that happen around the country. Every time people see the film, they say, oh, somebody I know worked tirelessly to pass this, make this legal in some other state. And I wish that story was told as well. So we would love to tell more of those stories in the future. And obviously show the film in Congress. That would be the one of the, you know, main goals, because we want to help affect policy change. And everybody on Capitol Hill needs to see this film and understand that the way we worked so far was not the best and we can do better.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm sure that, truth be told, a lot of our policymakers and their young youth, I'm sure they had their share of, shall we say, experimenting and puffing with some pot. So,
yes.
Like so many of us have done. So, that's a good point to, take it to the policymakers and let them see the film and further decide.
So
yeah.
Hopefully we can do that soon. That would be the ideal. We want to show it at as many legislative bodies as possible, also on the state level, especially in states where it's not legal yet.
Absolutely.
Because more than anything, the film is just thought-provoking. It just makes you think, is the policy we have now the best? It's not about how marijuana is going to help your health. It's not about how it's going to make you happier. There's a lot of excellent films about that. So that's not our focus. Our focus is to really start a conversation about policy and how do we best, deschedule and go ahead in a more sensible way. And like I said, many people who are part of law enforcement are talking in the film and are going to be at our premiere, because this is an important part for them, who's saying we were in the trenches and we know that what we have does not work, does not make sense, and must change. So it's fascinating to hear them speak, definitely.
Very good. Well, again, the documentary is American Pot Story, Oaksterdam, and you're having a big night here in Vegas at the Orleans Theater. Go to your website. Tell us the website again.
AmericanPotStory.com. And I want to remind everybody, it's Saturday, the 27th, April 27th, 8 p.m., and after party right after. So if you come to the theater, you're invited to the after party. It's going to be fun.
It sounds like it's going to be a ball. And you got some free, if you attend the after party, you got some good partying gifts as well.
Yes, absolutely. There's going to be some awesome surprises from Hardeen and maybe from some other places. So worth coming, stopping by, and having fun with us.
Absolutely. Well, Ravit Marcus, thank you so much for giving us some backstory into the making of American Pot Story. And we will all see you when you and your crew arrives here in Vegas.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you there Saturday, Janet.
Absolutely. So thank you again for the time and the conversation.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.